The body of President George H.W. Bush arrives in Washington, D.C. today. It will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday. Memorial services for the 41st president have also brought together members of both parties for a few days at least. President Trump and lawmakers have reportedly agreed to avoid a government shutdown this week. Joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jeremy.
So President Bush's remains are en route to the Capitol from Houston. Just give us a sense of what to expect over the next few days at these memorial services.
Well, this is really what passes for a state funeral. He is going to land at his casket, will land at Andrews Air Force Base today. He will go to the Capitol. He'll lie in state there. There will be public viewing. And there will be a service tonight with remarks from congressional leaders. Then on Wednesday, there will be a funeral at the National Cathedral. Then his remains will go to Houston and then by train to College Station, Texas, where the Bush Library is.
And on Wednesday, that funeral at the National Cathedral, the Obamas will be there. George W. Bush and Laura Bush will be there. It's been a while since we've seen all these people together with President Trump. I was reading that just as recently as November that President Trump and President Obama haven't talked since the inauguration.
Yeah, and I think that they'll be honoring George H.W. Bush. I don't think that there will be any fisticuffs between the two of them. I don't think that's a problem. But the interesting thing is that Trump's presence there, the Bush family and the Trump and Donald Trump did not get along. They didn't like each other. Trump will not have a speaking role at the funeral. And he recently, in recent months, had kind of gratuitously and apropos of nothing taken off after George H.W. Bush and particularly attacked his 1,000 Points of Light. That was the George H.W. Bush volunteer program where people would come together to volunteer for activities that would improve their communities. Apparently, Trump didn't like that at all, and he made fun of it at rallies. And he was given an opportunity over the weekend by reporters who asked him if he regretted any of the things he had said about the Bush family, and he didn't answer the question.
Mm. A lot of people remembering President George H.W. Bush, including President Obama. Here he is speaking to 60 Minutes on CBS over the weekend.
He was a good reminder that as fiercely as we may fight on policy and on issues, that ultimately we're Americans first. And that kind of attitude is something that I think a lot of people miss.
There have also been critics of President Bush, even from within his own party. He worked with Democrats on that tax increase in 1990, went to war in Kuwait. He was a fierce campaigner. Yesterday, Democratic strategist Donna Brazile said this on ABC News.
He had faults, and one of them was on the 64 Civil Rights Act he opposed. And one of the reasons why I opposed George Bush fiercely was because he was not a champion at that time. But in other ways, he did support civil rights by the appointment of people like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and so many others.
Mara, how are people remembering President Bush, both the good and the bad?
I think that they're remembering him in all of his complexity. I think one of the most important things about him, and President Obama just spoke to that in the cut you just played, was that the people he campaigned against, he saw them as his opponents, not his enemies. Mm. And he did. He often was on the wrong side of civil rights issues. For instance, he was famous for using the Willie Horton ad against Michael Dukakis, a race-based campaign when he ran for president. But as Donna Brazile just pointed out, he also was able to do other things, appoint people like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. So I think he'll be seen as a transitional figure because the Republican Party that he represented and led, of course, no longer exists.
Well, that's the other thing I want to ask you about. You were covering the campaign back in 1992. You were a congressional correspondent during the Bush presidency. How different are things in Washington today from the way they were back then?
Well, they're very different in terms just of the tenor of political debate, which is now kind of all-out war and apocalyptic. And, you know, you're if your opponent wins, it's the end of the world. Therefore, any means are justified. And President George H.W. Bush represented a more civil era that seems to be gone. But I do think the biggest difference is the Republican Party and the kind of moderate republicanism that George H.W. Bush represented. He was for the Clean Air Act. He had a vision of free trade. He had a vision of America's role in the world as the leader of the free world. He stood for decency and certain character traits being important. Those things seem to be at least in abeyance now in the Republican Party. Free trade, free markets, America as the leader of the free world, those are not things that Donald Trump believes in.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, who will help guide us through the next several days in Washington. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.